not only are you running for this office, you literally just ran for the office when you were appointed. Just starting off there, what made you decide that you wanted to leave the world of being a defense attorney and move into being a county attorney?
It's always been my intention since prior to getting into law school that I wanted to be a prosecuting attorney. I completed my undergraduate degree at Western Illinois University with a major in psychology and minor in law enforcement. I initially had thoughts about becoming a police officer. I ended up going a different route, and I knew when I applied to law school that if I was going to go through with this, I someday wanted to be a prosecutor. After finishing law school at Southern Illinois, I was admitted to the bar and started practicing law here in Iowa, Fort Madison, in about 2012. And over the last 5 years, I've done legal work predominantly in the area of criminal defense as well as family law type cases, both state and civil, so dissolution of marriage as well as child custody. And then when I say state, I refer to state-initiated actions such as child need of assistance cases and juvenile delinquency cases. So I have a lot of experience in that amount of time in that those were the areas I was predominantly practicing in. And when the opportunity first arised, because as you know, there wasn't a whole lot of openings at the county attorney's office over the last 30 years. So when the opportunity first arose, I was very happy and seized the opportunity to attempt to accomplish my long-term goal.
What is it about being a prosecutor? I mean, what is it that really drew you to that?
I think I have a good ability to exercise discretion and judgment of character. Furthermore, like I said, with initially wanting to go into law enforcement, I've always been, I guess, drawn to enforcing the law and upholding the law as far as after I did some maturing myself. I thought that that would be a good area for me to be in. And more recently, you know, after becoming a family man, I'm even more so motivated now that I am a father and a husband and a member of this community. I'm even more so motivated now to make sure that this is a safe community moving forward for my daughters to grow up in. I'm from here, my roots are here, and I plan on staying here long term. So I want to do what I know I can do to improve our community and look to a bright future for Lee County.
You've been in the office a few weeks here. What are some of the things that maybe you've changed, you've tweaked, or maybe some new initiatives that you've brought with you?
Okay, so first of all, we are now on the county phone system. Additionally, I am looking to try to get our IT to allow remote access to our county attorney servers. Attorneys are frequently on the go, especially some of my part-time assistants. So as of right now, we can only access our servers through our county office. And if I'm able to implement the change that I would like to, that would streamline the process for our attorneys and enable us to access our software remotely and streamline it to our other devices as well as our phones to streamline our calendars. So that way, if we have 15 minutes at home that we could be working on something or in between, I know for my my assistants in between clients, if they've got, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes, that will allow us to work from anywhere, be more productive, and have better access to the documents we need, be it at home, at the courthouse, or in the cases of my assistants at their private offices. Those are a couple things. Also, some changes that have been implemented is or would include, since I've taken office, we've kind of restructured who's handling what cases. So, for example, whereas previously I think the cases in Fort Madison were divided by alphabet, I've taken it upon myself to handle all felony matters and any other crimes that I happen to find particularly offensive. So I am handling all of the felonies in Fort Madison. My assistant Mio Santiago, my part-time assistant, is handling the majority of the juvenile delinquencies as well as the misdemeanor and traffic, whereas previously those were just divided by alphabet. Also, I'm doing the felony drug cases in Fort Madison, whereas Mike Short used to do all of the felony drug cases, both for Fort Madison and Keokuk. My first assistant, Clinton Boddicker, he is primarily practicing in misdemeanors and traffic tickets as well as juvenile cases. His knowledge of juvenile cases is very extensive. He's been doing it for a lot of years, and he's very good at handling the Department of Human Services cases, at handling the juvenile cases. So that's what he's doing, as well as felony drug cases in Keokuk. And Bruce McDonald is handling all other felonies in Keokuk. And I would note, and I think as you're aware, and most of the public that is aware of the board meetings, I recently asked for a raise for Bruce McDonald because I would like to keep him around for as long as we can. He does a fantastic job for Lee County as a whole. He's a pit bull in the courtroom, and he is definitely the guy to be handling those particularly offensive cases for me in Keokuk. And that's what he does and continues to do.
Looking at the staffing level, you're starting to get a handle on the workload and all the cases. Do you think having a full-time county attorney, one full-time assistant, and two part-time is enough? Or do you think that you could do a better job of handling cases if you had more resources in terms of employees?
Well, of course, the answer to that would always be yes, we would absolutely be better fitted to handle cases with more employees. You know, the more assistants and the more people hands-on deck, so to speak, the better off we're going to be. Obviously, we're working with a budget as well. And I think arguably, if asked, at least one of my assistants would say that they're working full-time hours. And I think, frankly, they both probably are putting in more hours than just their contracted 30 hours a week. So the work would be there. As far as restructuring that aspect in the immediate future, that's not something I'd be prepared to address at this point, but it's not something I'm closed off to either because, like I said, the workload is definitely there. And I think our assistants, our part-time assistants are putting in more than part-time hours.
You mentioned the cases you said that are offensive to you and those types of cases like that. A lot of times when it comes to legal work, I mean, it's a lot of plea bargaining when it has different cases. Are there certain types of cases that you would not consider for a plea bargain? I mean, are there those cases that you just say, nope, we're moving forward with this?
Well, a case such as murder in the first degree would be one that I think there's absolutely no room for plea bargaining. A lot of cases, I think you have to look at the case as a whole. I don't think there's any generalizing one type of case in particular. I would note that a large number of cases do plea bargain, not just here in Lee County, but I mean nationwide. It is a necessary tool for prosecutors, and that's why we have to use our discretion and our better judgment. That being said, looking at individual cases where there is a victim in a particularly heinous offense, such as sexual assault on a minor or things of that nature, domestic abuse causing serious injuries, those are the types of cases where I'm going to be inclined to say, you know what, prison is justified and I'm not going to settle for anything less. So where there are particularly heinous offenses, although I can't overgeneralize, as every case is different, but serious offenses, I do believe that there is no room to plea bargain unless that is going to involve prison for certain offenses.
Is there any action the legislature could take that would help, now that you've been in and seen how the county attorney's office works, is there action that the legislature could take that could help your office and improve operations and be able to do what you guys do? Is there any action the legislature could take?
as far as being able to improve what my office does and what we can do? Well, you know, it's not my place to write the laws or to be the legislature. You know, it's my place to enforce the laws as far as what the legislature does right. So I'm not, you know, in a place to where I would take any types of positions as far as decriminalizing anything. I would let the stats speak for themselves, and I guess leave that up to the public and society as far as what they want as far as the legislature enacting or decriminalizing anything in particular. I think the legislature has done a good job with providing us with tools for repeat offenders. For example, penalty enhancements for felons that have been previously convicted of felonies. So the habitual offender enhancement is something that is a positive tool that the county attorney's office has to work with for those repeat offenders. Likewise, with the Iowa Code Section 124, that is a very thorough and well-written code section. It includes mandatory minimums, and it also includes situations in which those mandatory minimums can be waived for first-time offenders. And it also includes penalty enhancements for second or subsequent offenses. That's why oftentimes you'll see in papers for the larger drug bust, you know, somebody's looking at 175 years. Those are a result of the penalty enhancement options that we have. So as far as the legislature goes, they have provided us with tools that are helpful. And as far as the habitual offender enhancement, that allows us to take something that ordinarily wouldn't be, you know, chargeable as higher than, you know, a 5-year prison sentence to enhance that to a 15-year sentence with a mandatory minimum 3 years for repeat offenders. So those are useful tools.
Since you've made the transition, you came from the world of being a defense attorney. Now you're a prosecutor. That dealt with some conflicts of interest and such. At this point here, can you just walk me through how you've been addressing those, the ways you've been addressing those, and if there kind of if there's more in the future, kind of how you'll address those in the future?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought this up, too. So conflict of interest sounds like a bad term, but it's very common. It is so common in the legal field. It happens on a daily basis, frankly. Every time the public defender withdraws from a case, it's because of a conflict of interest. That occurs when two co-defendants are appointed to the public defender's office, or that the public defender's office is appointed to. Because an attorney cannot simultaneously represent two offenders whose interests don't line up. And there is an entire chapter within the rules of a professional conduct that deals with conflicts of interest. So it's not an uncommon thing. You know, judges that have come from the public, or excuse me, from the county attorney's office, public defenders that go to the prosecutor's office. These are things that have happened in the recent past, and it's not uncommon. So with respect to my conflicts personally, I took a very proactive approach. When I knew I was appointed on February 14th, I immediately started closing my private practice and withdrawing from cases. And I was actually completely out of all my cases in my private practice, I think within 2 or 3 days, which is a feat in and of itself. I was motivated and I was ready to hit the ground running. As far as conflicts of interest, so when I left the world of criminal defense, obviously I had some active criminal cases in which I was involved in. So I can't turn around and prosecute the people that I represented in the cases that are currently pending. That's clearly a conflict. So the way I handled that was, again, I took a proactive approach, and before I was even appointed, I had reached out to the Henry County Attorney's Office, the Des Moines County Attorney's Office. I had reached out to my predecessor, Mike Short, and a couple of private practicing attorneys who have had some prosecutorial experience in the past. And I was very blessed, fortunate, and appreciative of the response that we got from our neighbors. Needless to say, when they knock on my door to return the favor in the future, I'll be more than happy to oblige. But Henry County, before I was even sworn in, had agreed to take on all the juvenile cases I was involved in, which included the child need of assistance cases, the DHS cases, and there was only one or two juvenile delinquency cases. I think Mike Short ended up taking on two or three criminal cases in which I was defending the accused that were felony criminal matters, I believe. AG's office took over a couple, and most of that was lined up before I took office. After taking office, I've had one or two instances pop up that were unexpected, such as a probation violation or a misdemeanor charge in which I had recently represented the defendant, not at the time that I had switched over to the prosecutor's office, but recently enough that there's that appearance of impropriety. And when it comes to conflicts, you do want to play it safe. So I've only had a couple instances pop up since taking office, and I took care of those quickly. As far as moving forward, the instances in which I've previously represented defendants, you know, that conflict and appearance of impropriety does not continue forever. So I anticipate within the next year that all my conflicts will have phased out.
And one of the things, too, that we've talked about is the fact that you say that even though you're bringing in the outside help, the outside practice, you're not needing to change the budget. You're not asking for more money. Can you just touch on that?
Absolutely. That's 100% correct. So our neighboring counties and the AG's office, first of all, that's what the AG's office is there for. They're there as a resource to prosecute cases in which the prosecutor's office is disqualified. That's statewide. That's not just Lee County. So this is something that happens everywhere and is a common thing. So the AG's office, as far as I know, they're not sending me any bills. With respect to Henry County, with respect to Des Moines County, I believe they are just doing this to help out a neighboring county. And I've had a great working relationship in the past with both Henry County and with Des Moines County as a defense attorney. I am the type of person that has always treated people with respect because that's the way I like to be treated. And I don't, I guess that's kind of my philosophy on life. But Des Moines County, Amy Beavers, she's been great to me. And I haven't seen a bill, and I'm not sure I expect to see a bill from her. Likewise with Ed Harvey and Darren Stater. They were quick to step up to the plate just to help out their neighbor. And like I said, I look forward to returning the favor to them in the future. As far as a couple other cases, Mike Short, he will be compensated for his time on an hourly basis. And I believe, I don't want to speak out of turn here. Let me think about that for a second. I believe there is only one case that he is currently handling that has not settled out yet. So none of the cases that I have had to, quote unquote, farm out as a result of conflicts have had to go to trial. There's one holdout case that I can think of that we have a private attorney covering that may go to trial, and that is the one of the ones that Mike Short is prosecuting. Now, that being said, I have not approached the Board of Supervisors for any more money, and nor do I intend to. We have the money set aside in our budget. We have the Lee County Attorney Collections Fund that the County Attorney's Office is charged with enforcing, and as a result of that, our office gets a small percentage of that, and that's added up over the years since we've initiated that program. So we've got reserves as well that have all been generated through my office's efforts. So anybody that has stated at this point in time that I've gone to the board and asked for more money or that they've approved a budget deficit is just flat out wrong and uninformed.
As you've been out talking with people, obviously you jump in, you become the office, and then all of a sudden you find out that you're going to be running very shortly after. What have people been telling you? What have you been hearing from people as you've been out campaigning?
I'm getting good feedback. I think a lot of people that I've talked to are ready to see a change in things. I think they're ready for some new blood in that office, and they're looking for a fresh perspective. And I think a lot of people can relate to what I stand for and what I want for our county. As I previously stated, being a family man, being interested in looking to the future of the county. On behalf of my daughters, I think a lot of people can relate to that, and I think a lot of people are behind making an example of hardened criminals who would do people within our county harm.
Anything else you'd like to add for voters to be thinking about?
I would just restate that this is what I've always wanted to do, and if I'm their guy for the job, I'm in it for the long haul, and I want to make our community a great place for our citizens to live in and a safe place for our kids to grow up in.
And that actually bounces off another question. Obviously, you can move into judgeships when they open up. Is that something that you would target, is looking to move to the bench?
I have absolutely no interest in moving to the bench. I enjoy litigation. I love what I'm doing right now as prosecutor. And I have absolutely no aspirations or desires to take on that role.